Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 43 of the podcast, dude. Got a shorter show for you today, partially because I am slightly under the weather, recovering, don't worry, but just going to be a little bit shorter, and partially because the topic of the show today is actually kind of about making a shorter show. So the title is How I Cut My Post-Production Time in Half. And one of the ways to do that is, funny enough, do a shorter show. So, but here's the problem, right? Post-production, it takes a lot of time, especially if you do show notes like I do. Show notes take a lot of time, and a lot of you guys are busy. You got a lot of stuff, and you're wondering, like, man, do I have to do this every single week? Why does editing and writing show notes, why does it take so much time? So that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to share how I cut my post-production time in half. Just two tricks this week that have really helped me reduce the time I spend on post-production. So welcome to episode 43 of the podcast, dude. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so welcome to the podcast, dude. If this is your first time, welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I'm here to help you make better podcasts. So the two things that I wanted to talk about today, how I cut my post-production time in half. Number one is stop multitasking, and number two is talk less. So let's jump into number one, stop multitasking. Speaking from experience, when I do post-production editing and I'm writing show notes and all that stuff, it's really easy to get distracted and to do a little bit of work, maybe work for 20, 30 minutes and then switch away and check Twitter, check your email, do another task, you know, procrastinate work. Man, I am so good at procrastinate working. Even this morning, before I was preparing to record this episode, I was like, oh, I need to do the dishes. Oh, I need to clean out my car. Oh, I need to clean out my laptop bag. Oh, I should write an email. Oh, I've got some emails to respond to. You know, all these things. So easy to get distracted. When I knew that I woke up, I was like, the most important thing for me to do today is to record this podcast. So if you're in a situation where you know you've got a deadline, you've got to launch your show by the end of the week, you've got to publish your show by the end of the week, and you need to get it out there, then you need to pick a day or 2 days, possibly. You can split your post-production work up and schedule a couple hours and really, really focus. Like, stop multitasking, switching between things while working on your podcast. It's killing your productivity. It's making everything take longer. Try this thing. Try turning off your Wi-Fi while you're doing post-production. If you're editing or writing show notes, turn off your Wi-Fi, work for an hour, and then take a 5 or 10 minute break. Schedule 5 or 10 minutes to do whatever else you need to do. Go to the bathroom, get another cup of coffee, check your email, check Twitter, and then get back to work. Keep your Wi-Fi off. Keep your phone away from you. This reduces the amount of time that you spend on your post-production by a ton, because if you set aside 2 hours to work on your editing, work on your show notes, and you allow yourself to switch to other things, you're going to find that you'll go down rabbit trails. And then at the end of the week, you're like, man, I worked on my show notes post-production for like 4 hours. Well, you actually only worked on it for like 2.5, and you spent another hour and a half doing something else. So just try that. Really, really focus. Set a timer on it. See if you can get your show notes done in an hour. Give yourself an hour. Stay really, really focused. This stuff really, really helps. I downloaded a new app that we were talking about in the community called Simple Countdown, and I'll include a link in the show notes. You can find that at thepodcastdude.com/43. But this is just a simple Mac app that allows you to create multiple timers. Really simple, really nice, 99 cents in the App Store. Check it out. I did this the other day when I was editing one of the podcasts on the network. I said, okay, I'm going to give myself an hour and a half to edit this podcast. And I actually got it done sooner, but it helped me stay focused. So check that out, Simple Countdown. Okay, number two, I said talk less. Talk less, make shorter shows. So a couple things I want to talk about here. This came up twice in the past week, actually. I was talking to Ben Tolson, which is the co-host of the Sean West podcast. He does a podcast on the Sean West Network called In the Boat with Ben. And he said, man, last week's episode was rough, man. And I said, you know you don't have to do an hour episode every week, right? And he goes, yeah, I know. And I'm like, no, seriously, like, if you don't have 45 minutes worth of stuff to say, don't make a 45 minute podcast. Alex Kellerman, community member, he was talking about this in the chat this week too. He said, doing show notes the way you guys do them on the Sean West Network, the way you guys do show notes, this is taking a ton of time and I'm not sure if it's worth it. And I said, Alex, how long are your episodes? You know, he was doing 30, 45 minute, 60 minute podcast with a co-host. And I said, you know, if you want to spend less time on post-production, do a 20 minute podcast and just make it really, really focused. Like, just figure out what you want to say in advance and then just hit the bullet points and bounce. Like, don't ramble. Don't go on super long tangents. Don't try to pack a ton of stuff. You know, if you have more than a couple of points to make around a subject, maybe you should do two episodes. Do two 20-minute episodes instead of a 40-minute episode. Break them up. You don't have to make a long show. Your show should only be as long as it needs to be. That is, if you can make a really valuable podcast in 5 minutes, then make a great 5-minute show. If you need to spend 30 or 45 minutes to explain a concept or do a product review or whatever your show is going to be about, that's fine. Just know that the longer your show is, the more time you're going to have to spend on editing or post-production. Show notes are fun. Just be respectful of your audience's time. Plan out what you're going to talk about. Don't just wing it and ramble for 45 minutes because you think that's what people want. People really only care about what your show is going to do for them. So the more time you spend talking about stuff that is only relevant to you, or I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking out loud. And this is something Ben does a lot, thinking out loud. But if you can do that thinking out loud beforehand and write out your main points and write out the stuff you want to talk about, I think that'll make your show better. And this actually ties into another question I got this week, which was, you know, how do I read from a script and make it sound natural? I'm not going to talk about that on this episode, but I am going to do a future episode about it. Okay, so that's it for the show today. It's a short one, right? Two things I wanted you to take away from this. Number one, stop multitasking while you're doing your post-production. You know, stop switching around, turn off your Wi-Fi, set a timer, really, really focus on getting it done. Put it on the calendar, schedule a couple hours, and then focus hard, get it done. And then number two, do more with less. So talk less, make your shows shorter, more jam-packed with value, and don't ramble as much. Okay, guys, that's it for the show today. If you have any questions, you can send them to aaron@thepodcastdude.com. That's my email address. You can find me on Twitter. I'm @thepodcastdude. You can find me on Snapchat. I'm Aaron, CWA, AARON, CWA. Say hi. For all I want to say for the outro today, not going to do any questions in the after show, but I just want to promote a new course that my good friend Sean McCabe just launched. It is called Supercharge Your Writing. And guys, you have to check this out. If you want to be a better podcaster, this is a course for you. Go to superchargeyourwriting.com, check this out. But I want to give you an overview of some of the modules in this course. Find your unique writing voice, develop a writing habit, eliminate writer's block forever, plan ahead with an editorial calendar, grow your business with writing. This next one, guys, this is really important. Writing effective headlines. This is so good. So you'll learn how to summarize your content and tease it in a compelling headline that grabs people. This is so essential for podcasting. So you're going to learn how to speed up your writing. You'll get tips, shortcuts, and optimized workflows for writing faster and more efficiently. You'll learn how to use open loops to get readers addicted, tips for editing your own writing, so, so much more. Guys, you got to go check out superchargeyourwriting.com. There's, I don't know if it's still up, but Sean did a 2-hour live event a couple weeks ago, which was incredible, and the video is so good. So one more time, superchargeyourwriting.com. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. So have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you guys soon.